Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go,
don't. That's Carl Perkins bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thank you very much. Well, hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico. Cliff is the author of all the books on eBay marketing and eBay legal, eBay business answer book, et cetera, et cetera. You've got how many dummies books for dummies have you got out there, Cliff?
Well, I've never done a dummies book, Jim, but I got a good book coming out on crowdfunding.
Which
I've spoken about before. The new crowdfunding handbook, that's going to be coming out in the fall. I'm real excited about that. Hopefully we'll have the final SEC regulations by then, but it's, basically it's the first book that's going to tell you how to do a crowdfunded offering, which I'm sort of excited about. I'm telling you how to do this,
We'll have to talk, we need to talk about that again because I'm very skeptical of crowdfunding for small businesses.
I kind of am too, but it does have its place.
That's the main thing is for people to understand what it can do for you and what it won't do for you. But that's another story. I want to talk about something else.
Okay.
As you know, the Washington Redskins football team has owned the registered trademark Washington Redskins with the emblem, the stylized Indian head, all that. They've owned that now for decades, right? Mm-hmm. They've entered into contracts. They've done business with this. It's a major icon of Americana, a part of Americana, which is football, but recently because of the, and I'm not taking a position on whether Native Americans should be offended about it or not, but some Native Americans complained to the USPTO, U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and the USPTO did what, Cliff?
Okay, well, basically they determined that basically the term Redskins was disparaging of Native Americans, so they stripped the Redskins football team, the company, of their federally registered trademark.
Which I don't understand how they have the ability to do that, Cliff. All right, so look. If you register something, you register your something on your business, and the trademark gives that to you, the trademark office gives that to you. And somebody else comes back and says, we think that you've done this in error. We think he doesn't deserve to have that because of the use, the fair use of that, or prior use, or something like that. The USPTO...
Well, okay. Let's be clear here, though, Jim. The decision does not, however, require the Washington Redskins to cease using...
They don't own a trademark anymore.
Else theoretically can come and register it, but they're not going to be able to do it because of this decision.
Before the USPTO did this, if you tried to start the Washington Redskins soccer team or Washington Redskins frisbee team, the Washington Redskins would come down on you like a hammer because they owned the trademark.
Right.
Now, they can't do that because they no longer own the trademark.
Well, they still could do it. They could still allege that it's a common law trademark and that they've been using it for 50 years. Believe me, they will. We're not suggesting that any of your listeners go out and do this because the Washington Redskins has a lot bigger lawyers than you have.
I realize this, but I'm telling you, this is going to dilute the value of their brand. It's going to dilute the value of their contracts, of their future contracts.
Question.
And here's my point. This is not whether I am sensitive to Native Americans. It's not whether I think the thing should have to change their name or not. It has to do with the USPTO bowing to political correctness, and I think that's wrong.
Well, it's tough to say, Jim. You know, we're becoming, as a society, a lot more sensitive to things than we ever did. Do you remember a comedian named Buddy Hackett from the 1950s?
Of course.
Great guy. I used to love
60s, 70s,
80s. I used to love his stuff. Still around. I'll tell you, though, you go try to find any of his comedy records on CD.
Yeah, yeah.
Try to find them. You cannot find them. And the reason was, as you know, he made fun of every ethnic group on earth. He was a specialist in ethnic humor, and you just cannot do that now.
But that's another thing, though. That's a different situation from this. This is legal stuff. And anyway, I just think that there's another way to solve this, and for the USPTO to do what they did, in my opinion, I think they overstepped their bounds, frankly.
I didn't think they overstepped their boundaries, but I agree with you. It was a cowardly decision.
Very cowardly.
I agree with you there.
Yep. Hey, Cliff, thanks for being here. Give me your website, please, again.
You too, buddy. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com.
SucceedingInYourBusiness.com. That's where you can find Cliffy and all the good stuff he does. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away. But in the meantime, don't forget, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.